This is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose. Those of you who listen to my other podcasts should be well along the process of figuring out that you can weigh anything you want to weigh. It is really simple. There are no diets. In fact, it is so simple that people say to me, John, that can't be. You don't want any money for it? And no, I don't. Not a penny ever from anyone. Said you have to be on a diet. You have to learn how to do things. You have to take a pill. You got to buy a book. You got to have menus. I will tell you, you don't. And what I've told you so far has been absolutely the fact. In the last podcast, I told you that putting the number of calories on a menu is just idiotic and foolish, done by well-intentioned people but who have no clue how to solve the problem. The New York Times reported a week or so ago that at fast food outlets in New York City, after restaurants began posting calorie counts of their menu offerings, customers ate more food than they did before. Instead of 825 calories per person, went up to 846 calories a person. In other words, it accomplished nothing. It's foolish, it's a waste of time and money, and it's counterproductive. Why, do you say? First of all, you have to face the simple fact that everybody knows exactly what to do. Everybody who is fat made themselves fat on purpose, deliberately. It wasn't an accident. They could have stopped it at any time they want. They didn't. They indeed continue to put food in their mouth, which is what I call eating and what it is. Now look, logically, you don't need anyone to tell you that you're getting fat, or that you got fat, or that certain foods don't work or make you fat. Look, people say diets don't work. That's wrong. That's not true. Any diet that limits the number of calories you consume works. In other words, if you stay on that diet, whatever it is, you will weigh less. Will you lose weight? I don't like that term because nobody ever does. You know, like something like 97%. Of everybody who ever goes in any diet gains a weight back. Now, the problem is that logically you know exactly what to do. Emotionally, you have no choice. Nobody likes to hear this. Everybody wants to say, yes, I am the master of my own destiny. I have willpower. I can do this. There's nothing about willpower. You are not the master of your own destiny when it comes to weight and a lot of other things. You won't let yourself weigh less. Now why? Why do you keep making yourself fat? Why do you put all that food in your mouth? You know very well that you're fat. You know exactly what to do to stop it. You can't. Logically, you know very well the whole story. Emotionally, that when you put food in your mouth, it makes you feel better. Have you heard of food called comfort food? That's what it is. Food in your mouth makes you comfortable. It makes you feel better. It makes you feel more secure. It makes you feel happier. Food in your mouth is a really nice thing for you. And the reason you can't be on diets for any length of time is that diets are based on deprivation of some sort. All diets deprive you of something that you've been eating or putting in your mouth that you wanted to. Now, if you feel stressed, or you're anxious, or you're concerned, or you want to feel better, you know what you do? You put some food in your mouth. That's exactly what you do. And the realization that you're doing this for emotional reasons, which thus far you've been unable to control, is critical. Because once you grasp that, once you understand it and come to grips with it, then you can eliminate, believe it or not, you can really eliminate the need you feel to keep putting all that food in your mouth. If you feel down, if you feel depressed, you will no longer turn to food. You really don't want to hear this. Nobody does. Because you don't want to give up putting all that food in your mouth. You don't believe it can ever be any way other than something making you comfortable, something you feel you need. The thought of giving up all that food on a permanent basis is something you really can't tolerate. That's the problem, folks. That's the whole problem. And what I've done, what I want to do for you, free of charge, is show you how to eliminate the emotional need you feel to put the food in your mouth. It's really simple. It's almost too simple. There's no pills, there's no books, there's no diet, there's nothing. Just nothing except coming to the realization of what it is. You don't know how to do this. So you question it, you doubt it, but it's really fundamentally simple. You don't want to give up the feeling. You don't want to give up putting the food in your mouth. I will tell you right now that you will not feel the need to put food in your mouth anymore to make you feel better or stop stress or anxiety or make you feel good. Food will just be food. And you will say to yourself, you know, if I have this food that's in front of me, I don't care what it is. It could be fried chicken, apple pie. I'm not trying to give him a bad rap. It doesn't make any difference. You will say, I don't need that in my mouth because I know it'll make me fat and it will not have an emotional reaction for me. It will no longer make me feel happy. It will no longer make me feel less stressful or less anxious. Yes, you can't imagine that. Because right now you still feel that need, and so does almost everyone else, which is why everyone is fat or getting obese. That talk about children obesity, we'll do that later. You cure adult obesity, children obesity will go away. It's really simple. The experts are all writing books. They want to sell you something. They want your money. They want to tell you that you should be in their diet. They want you to pay them money to speak. They want you to do all these things, but everything is based fundamentally on deprivation. Or what you perceive as deprivation. And that's the problem. You won't give up the emotional need. You can't give up today the emotional need you feel to put all the food in your mouth. I will tell you that you can eliminate that. I'm going to tell you how to free yourself from this incredible need that you feel to put all that food in your mouth. Yes, I repeat that a lot because it's fundamental. That's your problem. It's everybody's problem. And I will tell you how, free of charge, to no longer need to have the food in your mouth. I will free you, or show you how to free yourself, from all your emotional bonds, from all the desires that are controlling you and your weight. You have to accept, and you will if you think about it, the concept that you are a prisoner of your emotional needs. That's what's stopping you. You are a prisoner of your emotional needs. I'm going to teach you how to get out of jail. I'm going to teach you free of charge how to no longer be captive to these needs that you think you feel. Oh, you feel them today. You do. You don't have to. Look, stick with me. Listen to the podcast. Go to my website, emotionalchange.com. Click on Daily Experiences. Read the Daily Experiences. You will see what you've been doing. Right now, you don't even know what you've been doing because it's all you know. You've got to look at it objectively from a distance. And when you look at yourself and you say, oh my gosh, I'm that person out there who made him or herself fat. I didn't have to, but I had to for emotional reasons. Logically, you didn't have to. Emotionally, you had no choice. Stick with me. I don't want any of your money. This is all free. Just learn the message. The message is that you are doing this for emotional reasons. Once you get the hang of all this, you will be free of the bondage that is keeping you fat. This is John Thomas. I'll get to you next time. Goodbye.